Thanks so much for tuning into The Browsers today for this special episode of The Browsers. Amy Iverson, Jay McFarland here with you live at Salt Lake Community College. We want to thank them for allowing us to broadcast here today, because this is affecting, you know, so many of the recent mass shootings were men in their 20s.
And alone.
So just this age group.
Yep.
That's all around us. And we were talking previously about this mom, one of our listeners. We had several text in and tell us about their struggles in their own homes with their children who are struggling and who are mentally troubled. And this one mom we've been telling you about with her son, who is frustrated and who feels alone and who often wants to die. She said one of her main points she wants to make sure everyone knows, though, even though they've tried a lot of options, they get discouraged sometimes, that everyone out there needs to realize that people with mental illness still need love.
To just let them know that they are loved and appreciated and that they are good. They need to understand that they are not bad and that they have something that can be helped. And what they have is something that can be treated. And it doesn't make them a horrible person and it doesn't make them a freak. It just means that they need some extra attention in certain areas. But most importantly, they need to feel loved and accepted. And they need to know that they can openly talk.
Yeah, and there are places you can talk. I want to, throughout the show today, Jay, I want to give a couple of phone numbers, because if people do need somewhere to call, there are a couple of places I want to alert you to. One is up at the U, and it's the Neuropsychiatric Institute. They're 24 hours, 7 days a week, staffed by mental health professionals. 801-587-3000. 801-587-3000. So that's just one resource out there for you that's always open.
Resource for parents and for you as an individual if you are facing these battles. And I can hear people out there. I realize that there is a concern about the balance between identifying these issues, real mental health issues, and teaching people how to overcome on their own, right? And it's not an exact science right now. There's not really...
Every person is different.
Yeah, there's not... I wish that there was a blood test. You could go and you take the blood test and they would say, oh, you have a chemical imbalance in your brain, and here's how we're going to treat that. It's different for every person. There's not a specific test, and sometimes it is just a matter of teaching people how to cope with trials. I feel like with some of the younger generation, that's not something that's happening because of helicopter parenting and those types of things. So you have that side of the equation, but the other side is so real. And I hear it all the time when somebody commits suicide and they're described as somebody who took the coward's way out. When you say that to me, I believe probably the one being the coward is the one who's not taking the time to investigate and find out that these are real issues, and that nobody in a sane mind without these issues would just look at their problems and take their own life, that these are real treatable problems. And oftentimes we're told you just have to deal with them. This texter says, I deal with pretty bad depression. I still deal with the way I was raised, that I should be able to just think my way out of it, and that it's my fault that I can't. And that is a perfect example. And then this texter says, my wife battles depression, luckily not severe, but her doctor called her a brain bigot because she takes medicine for other issues but balked at antidepressant meds. It opened her eyes, and she finally accepted that it was a medical issue.
Okay, well, can we go to the medical experts?
Yes, let's
do that.
Okay,
let's do. Dr. Ted Wander, we talked with him, who's an adult psychiatrist and the medical director of the inpatient psychiatric unit at LDS Hospital. And he said, hey, parents out there, if you have some concerns, start to go after getting that diagnosis and start with a counselor. And there are certain behaviors, he says, and changes you should be watching for that might cause you concern.
They could begin with a school counselor. School counselors have a lot of experience and savvy about identifying behavior and emotional problems of all kinds. So that would be one place to start. As we think about mental illness, because that's a broad category that contains many different things, I think you can look at it in two basic ways. You can look at changes in behavior, And you can also look at specific symptoms. And so in terms of changes in behavior, one might look at, for a young adult, stopping or changes in how a person's functioning in their lives, so in their relationships or at school or at their job or in their relationship with their family members. Parents and other family members might notice changes in behavior and changes in functioning, and that can be an indication that there's something psychiatrically going on. In terms of specific symptoms, symptoms of depression include things like depressed mood, things no longer being enjoyable, stopping functioning, not going to school, not going to work, being more socially isolated, hopelessness, even suicidality, changes in appetite and sleep, those kinds of things.
Well, that's really good information. He also said if you've established that there's an issue and you think you need to do something about it, Dr. Wander says there is one thing parents should absolutely do.
Getting their adolescent and young adult children into counseling if there are concerns. You know, if a person is on psychiatric medications, many times counseling will make a real difference in terms of getting better and getting well. And so most people in this situation should be dealing with both medications and a counselor.
And he says, you know what, if it gets serious enough, maybe you need to involve police or law enforcement. And there are some warning signs of things that would be serious enough. There's a couple of things Dr. Wander talked about.
Having or acquiring guns, doing dangerous things, being threatening with guns or being threatening verbally or physically, fantasizing about violent acts if the young adult is talking about those kinds of things, that can be an indicator that attention is needed. And, you know, law enforcement is available to do what's called a safety check. And so family members can call the police and talk about their concerns and get a very good response out of law enforcement. They can also try to make contact with a psychiatric professional, you know, at this hospital, LDS Hospital, or other hospitals in the Valley as well.
He said mental health issues cover obviously a broad range of challenges, some more serious than others. One specific health challenge many kids in Utah face is autism. Dr. Wander had some comments specifically for parents of those children.
With autism and autism spectrum disorders, those adolescents and young adults should already be in the care of most likely a primary care physician and someone specializing in behavioral health issues. And so hopefully those families will quite readily have resources available to them by contacting the caregiver and the therapist that's already working with their loved one.
And, you know, that was an issue with the Oregon shooter, is that his mom talked about how he was struggling with Asperger's, mm-hmm. which is on that autism spectrum, and that she also suffered with Asperger's, and that he would get agitated when he wouldn't take his medication.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a time when he wasn't taking his medication, and she had him placed in a psychiatric hospital for a while.
I think the message there from Dr. Ted Wander at LDS Hospital is that there is help readily available both from law enforcement and from medical professionals, and that if you have any concerns whatsoever, seek help immediately. Get that diagnosis. Such an important factor. Yes.
And then if you have to move on to law enforcement, do it.
Absolutely.